Penny Hinnale is kindly with us too to reflect on the retreat and to quash rumours that he's taking or making a tilt at the party leadership. Is that true, Penny?
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou. Oh, no, look, I've been quite clear. I think Chris Hipkins is a very good leader and he has my support. And I made the point clear in a recent interview that, you know, I've been in Parliament now. This is my 10th year. And I certainly consider myself a leader amongst my Labour caucus colleagues. And, you know, I'm always proud to play my role as a leader and as part of a group in the caucus. So, no, Chris Hipkins is our man.
Which means everything's open for debate. Thanks. Would you like to one day lead the party?
Oh, no, I don't have. I was reflecting on some kōrero from Grant Robertson, and you know, I like that kind of approach where the goal was always to go and make a difference, and my goal is the same when heading into Parliament, is to make a difference. And, you know, Tiaka Whaioro was one of those kaupapa that I was proud to lead. Sadly, it's been undone, but that's the goal, is just to make a difference in there. And I can say to you right now, Dale, and first time I've said this to anyone, is I don't have any leadership aspirations.
Tēnā koe. Grant Robertson says his sexuality was an issue, he believes, when he made a tilt for the leadership of the party. Any thoughts down that road?
Yeah, I was part of the vote in 2014, and he was a formidable candidate. And I remember it was one of the sort of my first time in Parliament and being exposed to Grant and his style and so many other people. And, you know, I think that's a really sad indictment on I guess, the membership of the Labour Party and its vote, if that's how Grant felt. I certainly didn't think it did when I watched those debates as a part of the caucus. But, you know, I think Grant makes the point. New Zealand's come a long way in the 10 years, you know, tolerance and acceptance and a whole heap of other things. But it is sad because, you know, Grant's a formidable leader, very smart man and a hardworking MP. And, you know, when people have a challenge or a kaupapa that they want to drive as an MP, people go and talk to Grant Robertson for good reason. That's because he's a very smart man and a good one.
Well, we'll be reflecting when he does eventually leave on his contributions. And as you say, it's worth noting his seniority within the ranks of the Labour Party, but also I'm curious to know what you think of his contribution to Ngāi Māori during the course of his parliamentary career. Let's go into the retreat now, and obviously people are saying that, oh, look, if you're going to have co-governance strategies or lines to get the vibe from different sectors of our community, it's akin to Nazism. Well, that's what Winston would have us believe after his kōrero yesterday. How safe is the Māori caucus within the wider Labour Party framework? Will you continue down this sort of two vehicles of thought strategy that has been the hallmark of Labour Party politics across the years? What would you say of the mix of mainstream and Māori concepts within the party itself now?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Dale. And you know, I think only a coward would retreat is my response. You know, we've done a lot of work as a Māori caucus in our time in government, and I'm super proud of all of it. And some people might say, oh, that's the reason why we lost. Well, I'd argue we didn't lose because of that. We lost because of a cost of living crisis, rising inflation, a whole heap of matters. But to finger the blame at the Māori caucus or Māori-led initiatives as the reason for losing the election last year is absolute garbage. So my response is only a coward would retreat. We would continue, and we do continue, to push a Māori perspective and Māori kaupapa as a Māori caucus. And, you know, yes, our numbers are down from record highs of the last 3 years, in terms of our membership of the Māori caucus, but we've got a great talent in that caucus. So, you know, I think of, like I said, I've been there 10 years, and yes, we've lost some talent, but I'm excited by the prospects of the likes of Arena out in Manurewa, the MP for Manurewa, who is super smart, super energetic, and full of new ideas, and she brings that into a Māori caucus that wants to continue to push Kaupapa Māori forward. And I'll say, with a broader view to the party, that that's still, has every possibility of success with a party that continues to look at how we do improve a lot for Māori, and that's our goal, and that's going to be our focus as we head into the building our platform for the upcoming election.
Well, your opponents are saying that everything's your fault. The eruption of Karakatoa back in the day, COVID was the Labor Party's fault, and you know, you had the reins of power, and you were busy being kind while the economy turned to custard.
Yeah, look, and the response is always clear. A lot of those people who continue to push garbage like that also conveniently forget COVID when we look at the economy. Grant Robertson, I think, makes it very clear that, you know, had we not done a lot of the things we did with respect to COVID and the kind of money that we put into the economy, businesses would have failed. It's as simple as that. So we're unapologetic, and I'm quite proud as one of the COVID ministers in particular for the work that we did during that time. Was it perfect? No. Was there a playbook for the whole thing? No. But we did a pretty good job, and by my reckoning. So, you know, I've heard what my Matua Winston has said yesterday, and I find it absolutely abhorrent that he would make those kinds of claims, you know, referring to Nazism, etc. I think that's just absolutely porangi, that kind of kōrero. And look, our job will be in opposition to continue to highlight a lot of the failures of this government, who like to talk about the last government instead of providing a plan for New Zealand. So that's what we're seeing from Winston, and that's what we're seeing from the Prime Minister.
Tēnā koe. Are you allowed to call him Matua?
Oh, I call him Matua because by whakapapa, him and Matua Shane, they're my uncles. But the way they're behaving, Dale, is they think they're Atua Winnie and Atua Shane instead of Matua.
I like it. Shane says, what's mine is mine, and what's ours is mine.
Yeah.
And so look out. Everything that's ours, he will mine. that's interesting. Hey, listen, rebuilding off the back of a loss, the party's been around a long time, so we're in that phase now. And, you know, everything's about, what I'm going to tell you, everything's about strengthening those who will come through to rep. So is Labor's Māori caucus looking at how you can reconnect with Māori voters, and particularly our younger Māori demographic, Penny?
Most definitely. That was a big part of our kōrero while on our retreat, is how do we connect with young people? How do we make ourselves more relevant, generally speaking? And there's got to be good policy, but there's also got to be the way we connect with people. You know, press releases and that kind of stuff. It serves a purpose, but there's no better connection than a face-to-face connection, and making sure that when you do make that face-to-face connection that you're relevant. And, you know, you can see the demographics of our people and the country, you know, with such a big youth demographic. It was quite clear that Labor hadn't connected as best as we should have. And we've got a real big job ahead of us to make sure we get in front of our young people and continue to push the kaupapa that we believe in and help them be part of the journey. I think the one line that came out clear to me when I meet with young people and even when I talk to my kids is, you know, don't tell us what to do. Let us be part of the solution. And I think that's the key to connecting with our young people.
Tēnā koe, Penny. Thanks, mate. It's good to see you here on Saturday too at the Marae, and all the best with the mahi. It's important, really important political times we are witnessing right now. So, Ngā Mihi, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Kia ora tātou.
Tēnā koe. Penny Hendare, a long-time politician now. It's been a decade, and he's one of the senior figures in the Labor Party ranks.